This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Berg. President-elect Joe Biden and sitting President Donald Trump, like millions of Americans, stayed close to home to celebrate Thanksgiving quietly on Thursday as the coronavirus pandemic raged across the United States. Appearing with his wife in a video message posted to his Twitter account, Biden said his family typically holds a large gathering on Nantucket Island, but would remain in Delaware this year with just a small group around our dinner table because of the pandemic. Republican President Trump remained in the Washington area, spending part of the morning at his Trump National Golf Club in Virginia, where he played a round of golf. In contrast to Biden, who pleaded with Americans to celebrate the holiday safely by wearing masks and socially distancing, Trump, in his Thanksgiving proclamation, urged Americans to gather for the holiday. According to Johns Hopkins University, nearly 13 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus, and more than 263,000 people in the United States have died from COVID-19. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was held in Midtown Manhattan on Thursday, but not like in years past. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
This year, there were the big balloons in the sky, familiar faces like Snoopy, Ronald McDonald, and SpongeBob SquarePants, and marching bands on the street. But the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade had the genuine look and feel of a 2020 event. Coronavirus restrictions in New York meant it was without the throngs of people usually scrambling for a view, or even the balloon handlers who normally hold the ropes. The balloons were attached to vehicles this year, and instead of the usual 2.5-mile route through Manhattan, it was all contained to the one-block stretch of 34th Street in front of Macy's flagship store. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News.